This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Veterans Day, once again, we honor those who served, including when we get to the segment, Mr. Kate Delaney, my other served, and he's got some interesting stories to tell about launching, well, an aircraft carrier. How's that? It was really one of those days where I love seeing the American flag everywhere I went. I talked about this the other day. I don't know, something about it. Always in my family. I've said it before. If you don't know, my name's Kate Delaney. I grew up just outside of Philadelphia and almost daily made that walk past all those historic areas in Philly, like whether it's Ben Franklin's grave or whether it was now the Constitution Center or, Independence Hall. And I always get chills when I think about it. There's just something about the history of our country and the people that have served to keep our liberties and preserve it. And especially if you go back in history and you read anything about, you know, how many lives were lost in World War I and World War II and, frankly, any of the wars that we were involved in. And sometimes I think, wow, what would some of these veterans from years gone by, if they could spend one day on Earth now, what would they think of what the country is like now? And then I saw a story today about a man who they say is the oldest living American World War II veteran. You know how old he is? 110 years old. Can you imagine? Lawrence Brooks. And they say that's his age of all the possibilities of those who could live. And it's interesting. I've seen interviews with him in the past, and you think about it, and you look at his legacy, and he's a father of 5 children, 5 stepchildren, 12 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren. How about that? And this guy is so spry, he's even walking his daughter down the aisle next month. And only, and this is a crazy number, but only 390,292 of the 16 million who served in the war are still alive. I mean, that's it. According to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, we're losing more than 290 veterans a day. Because you got to think of the ages and whatnot. So 1909... He served as a support worker in the Army's 91st Engineer Battalion, majority African American unit stationed in New Guinea and the Philippines during the war. And he reached all the way to the rank of private first class and felt really good about that. And how cool is that, that we still have him and there are stories that he talks about. And like I said, I know that I've seen him several times, and he is a national treasure. So I hope that in some way, at some moment, at some point in your day, you thought the way I did, and you think of the people that served and sacrificed, and what if we didn't have those people, where would we be today? And the answer is we would be missing a few paddles, because they helped us paddle along in becoming, really, I think, still the greatest country on the face of the earth. We live in democracy, and sometimes when we see what happens in Washington and we're furious with the politicians and we're upset with taxation and everything else, then we forget just how lucky we are, and we are very, 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 very lucky. Very, very, very lucky. And on another note, a missing World War II submarine has been found, what, how many years later? 75 years later. And this is the USS Greyback. I was looking at photographs of this, and it's a submarine that was found off the coast of Japan after explorers discovered a 75-year-old error in the coordinates of where the sub was. It sank in February of 1944 after the Japanese forces attacked it as the sub was on a mission in the East China Sea. And check this out. It had sunk 21,000-plus tons of shipping on the final mission alone. Overall, the sub is credited with sinking, ready, 14 ships at 63,835 tons. These are statistics according to the Navy. And ocean explorer, a guy named Tim Taylor, found this Lost 52 project and is going to unearth the lost U.S. World War II submarines. That's what they do. And his team made the Greyback discovery about 1,400 feet below the surface southwest of Okinawa in June. And the Navy did confirm the findings. So they said, and this just happened, I guess, just a week or so ago, but at least that we know of, did confirm, yep, absolutely, it is one that was missing. Wow. All right, and I got to swing to this because we're seeing that now we're getting wintry weather, and on this Veterans Day, there were lots of people that were traveling. There were 900 flights that were messed up in Chicago because of a plane that skidded off the runway at Chicago O'Hare International Airport because of the hazardous weather conditions there. Luckily, no passengers were injured, but this was an American Eagle flight operated by Envoy Air. It slid off the runway because, again, of the slippery conditions. 38 passengers were on board and 3 crew members. They were deplaned from the aircraft, and they were, you know, hauled safely back into the terminal. But you see the right main landing gear. If you see photographs of it, this is radio, so I'll describe it. It just, like, looks like it went kaput, like it just gave out. And so, of course, they're looking into it, and there was all kinds of footage that was shown of it skidding off and the people deplaning and getting on buses to go to the terminal, not how they wanted to start their day. This was a plane that came from Greensboro, North Carolina, and the good news, like I said, is it definitely would be a scary moment, but nobody was hurt. And the conditions are really what put the plane, they think, in this condition. I mean, they made a loop, and then as soon as they landed, the pilot said they could feel something a little off, and they tried to do a little turn, and that's when they started going sideways. It would be very strange to be a passenger on that flight, though, and feel that. As somebody who travels a lot, you just kind of take some of that stuff for granted. I was talking about, you know, the people that sit near you on flights and how we don't think about that when some nut was arrested and hauled off the plane because he was rip-roaring drunk and tried to assault a woman or did assault a woman. And now in this case, you feel pretty safe. I mean, the pilots do a good job. But, you know, what happened is this plane got as low as 620 feet before it picked up some altitude, climbed back up 5,000 feet, circled another time, spent about an hour and 15 minutes taxiing because of the skid. Wow. Crazy. Absolutely. All right, we're talking some more about Veterans Day and a few other things along the way, too. Hang with us, everybody. I'll meet you on the flip side.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or Clark-Click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Every single solitary, serious investigator, including your network and others, have looked at this, have said there's absolutely zero basis to the accusation that I acted any way inappropriately or that my son did. This is all about Trump trying to create a diversion.
All right, that's Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, of course, in that war of words with President Trump as we get closer to the end of the year and swing into what will be the hard press for the race for the presidency, not that it's not on for the Democrats and not that the president hasn't done the same thing, but it seems like so much of this is narrowed down to the two of them. It goes back to the Ukraine situation, and of course Wednesday we're going to be able to watch what's going to happen in some of the testimony of those that have been called, subpoenaed, etc., obviously, but we're ways off from that as to what that will end up ultimately being. However, the Biden-Trump war, I think, is just getting started. And Biden in the polls has slipped a little bit. Where will he be when it counts? You know, you get closer to New Hampshire in February, and then that's when, whether or not it seemed like he was going to be the one, he either will be or he won't as you get deeper into the year, but he was obviously furious about things that the president has said about his son. And then, of course, Republicans saying, why can't the Bidens, or Hunter Biden specifically, why wouldn't he be called? And he should be called, is what the Republicans were, you know, saying. Some other odds and ends on the day that affect you and me that are happening right now in Washington, D.C. This is a big one. The Supreme Court, you know, we forget about the Supremes, although I don't know why, because they are so close in the belly of the beast to the lawmakers. But the DACA students have arrived en masse, and they're defending the deferred action for childhood arrivals in front of the Supreme Court. A lot were on hand. The Supreme Court is going to hear oral arguments on President Trump's decision of ending the DACA program, which what does that mean for those who I'll say were covered by it? Does that mean that they're going to have to leave, or how is that all decided upon? And of course, that's the big worry for so many families. So there was marches all over the Supreme Court, the steps, et cetera, and the side. And then outside of Washington, D.C., there were a lot of other rallies, too. And, you know, protect and defend DACA. That was some of what you could see, and signs that were being held up. And there were people that were parked for a long time and telling their stories to anyone who was listening about where they were originally from and where they live now, and their concerns about what could happen with the Supreme Court. And obviously this is something that affects us, because what does that mean for the people that have been here for a long time? What does it mean for families, et cetera? And then moving to the future, what's that going to look like? How about the two guys who I've said again and again, Igor Fruman and Lev Parnas, who look like they should be in the episode of The Sopranos? They were those indicted Ukrainians helping Rudy G dig up dirt on Joe Biden. And they had apparently an unnamed accomplice. You know who the unnamed accomplice was? The Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United decision that opened really the floodgates to massive spending on elections. So Fruman and Parnas were arrested at Dulles International Airport this month with a one-way ticket to Frankfurt, actually in October. Hours before their arrest, they had lunch with Giuliani at Trump International Hotel in D.C. They pled not guilty to charges of using a shell corporation, global energy producers, to funnel $325,000 to America First Action, a super PAC aligned with the president. The indictment said the money came from a Russian businessman. So this, I mean, there was that famous picture that was released where there was a power breakfast, and at the power breakfast back in May, you had Donald Trump Jr. and you had the two Ukrainians that now were living in Florida. And you have a lot of questions that are flying around about where their money came from, what about this corporation, and everything, you know, in between, and that contribution to America First. And then Pete Sessions, the congressman from Texas at the time, who they met at a fundraising event sponsored by America First, and they committed to raising $20,000 for him. And, of course, they solicited his help in getting Marie Yanovich, the U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, fired. I talked about this in a couple of different shows. And Sessions wrote Secretary of State Mike Pompeo trying to get her dismissed. So this is a domino that we haven't really seen fall all the way down, and will in the next week and a half, what will be said about them and what kind of deals will be cut. This definitely affects many of us. Veterans Day was really a cold, snowy one for a lot of people. I mentioned what happened in Chicago. So that wintry weather, the single-digit temperatures and the foot of snow that smacked into the Midwest really broke a few records. And there's the danger of the deep freeze, too, even down to the Gulf Coast. There are, like, more than 300 records that could fall, they say, through Thursday. And if you've lived anywhere in the United States, you know, when you're a weather person or when you watch the weather, that's all you hear about. It's a record snowfall. It's a record temperature. I mean, that's like a given that you've got those statistics in your back pocket. So you look at, for example, Houston's record low for Tuesday, 29 degrees. You know when that was set? 113 years ago. Nashville, 18 degrees for Tuesday. 1911. Yeah, what were they wearing then? So lots of those records. That's where the hundreds of records come from. It's a really cold dip in the South. And a freeze watch, like they can really afford this because of what's happened with citrus, etc. But a freeze watch in effect for Pensacola, Florida. Temperatures below freezing Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. They're talking about Fort Walton Beach, 26 degrees. You know, it was 77 on Monday. So one day you're in flip-flops, 2 days later you're in Uggs. And you are bundled up, like my mother used to say, as Nanook of the North. Oklahoma, freezing temps, freezing rain. Usually you never see that until you hit at least Thanksgiving. So the Veterans Day parades, for some, were a little adventurous because it was very, very cold. I'm in Texas, of course, in our satellite facility, and we saw an incredible drop in our temperatures. I took Mahalo, the assistant producer of the show, a.k.a. the lovable golden retriever, for a walk, and it was really, really great weather. And maybe an hour and a half later, wow, it looked like nothing but wind and trees bent over backwards and American flags that were definitely unfurled, and they were flapping in some incredible, incredible wind. And a place where you hear this show, I've got people listening to us in Brownsville, Texas, forecast for 86 degrees, double what Tuesday's forecast high of 42 degrees will be. So, again, imagine you're running around, you're hot. If you're lucky, you have some shorts somewhere you can throw on. And then the next day, you're freezing. And this is something that a lot of people are experiencing. And this is the conversation. If we're talking over the fence, guess what we're talking about? This is what we're talking about. We're talking about the weather and then some of what's happening out of Washington, I think, for sure. But it's the weather. It's the weather and the massive drop in the temps that before we could blink our eyes, all of a sudden it happened. So I'm wondering how many of you took part in some of the freebies that were out there. I think it's great, and of course it is commerce. They're not stupid. That's why they offer it. But for veterans, there's like a long, long laundry list of places where you could eat for 50% off or get some of the food for free. And IHOP is always on there. Like, you get stacks and stacks of pancakes. So you show your ID. I'll have the triple stack Veterans Day special. And then you just wait, go down the road to Cracker Barrel, hang out on the porch in one of those rocking chairs and wait till you get in there and you get something. I don't know. Doing a little gravy. Can you imagine it'd be one of those days? Gravy and biscuits. They have good gravy and biscuits. All right, I'm bopping out of here. When I come back, my veteran joins us. Yep, he served proudly. And we're going to talk about what he was a part of when he jumped into the game. Hang with us.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news this hour as we learn former President Jimmy Carter back in the hospital. He's taken from his home in Plains, Georgia and admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. The Carter Center saying he's having a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain stemming from his recent falls. Carter is 95 years old. In other news, President Trump making history, becoming the first sitting president to speak at the Veterans Day Parade in New York. York City.
Just a few weeks ago, American Special Forces raided the ISIS compound and brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Thanks to American warriors, al-Baghdadi is dead. His second in charge is dead. We have our eyes on number three. His reign of terror is over.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
All right, this one's for Mr. Kate Delaney. He served in the Navy. And, in fact, he helped launch a ship, which I think is pretty exciting, or an aircraft carrier. So let's make it even bigger because it was an aircraft carrier. And it was the USS Stennis and had some interesting adventures. So say hello to the audience, Mr. Veteran.
Hello, audience.
I think it's fascinating. When we met, I asked you a lot of questions about that. What was it like launching the ship, because you had to do the whole plank thing? What was that like, because they were building the ship?
It was not fun. We did a lot of work that the shipyard workers who were being paid union wages were supposed to be doing. And I got in trouble one time when I mentioned to one of these yard workers who were telling us all what to do, all us young sailors what to do, that he was making union wages and he should be doing it himself. And then I promptly got called down to my superior officer's quarters and got chewed out. And in no uncertain terms was told, when someone tells you to jump, you jump.
You got in trouble a couple of times. You actually are squeaky clean, but one time, because you're so, I mean, you were that way and inexperienced, the guys, you know, have that reputation of letting loose a little bit when you get leave because you've been on a ship for so long. And you had a wild time when you got off the ship, didn't you? Or do you feel you want to tell a little piece of that?
Well, you love the story about the captain pulling us into Fort Lauderdale on spring break. So I will tell everyone the story that I wasn't a big drinker, but guys I was hanging with, you have to hang with at least one other person and preferably a group, or if they catch you out in town by yourself, they'll bring you back on the ship, especially outside of the U.S.
Why is that?
Because you could get robbed and all that stuff. They just don't want trouble. So, but it's a lot bigger outside the U.S. than if you're in, say, Florida. But anyway, so I was hanging out with these guys, and they found a place that had dollar buds, and so we were there all day long drinking dollar Budweisers. And then at night we went to this famous club in Fort Lauderdale called the Elbow Room. And then up top they had, somebody had poured a bunch of tequila shots and nobody claimed them. So my buddy eventually just drank one, and so then we all started drinking these tequila shots. And then this girl that looked like Salma Hayek showed up, and I started talking to her. And then the last thing I remember was following her to a place next door, and then it was time to go back to the buses to the ship, and I had duty the next morning at like 6 o'clock, supposed to be called to muster. And I woke up at like 6:57 with my head on a tire bumper that was on the beach at Fort Lauderdale, and to shrieking birds and the sunlight blasting me in the face. And then I started walking, and luckily a guy who knew me saw me and said, "Jocelyn, is that you?" It's like, "Get in the car." So we got back to the car, and they had been looking for me for about an hour. They were about to send a search party out for me.
And then they let you back on the ship, but you were lucky because you could have been booted.
Yeah, I didn't look too good. I had vomit in my hair, and I had vomited all over a nice polo denim shirt that I had borrowed from a buddy. And I'd rolled around in it in the middle of the night on the beach. And, yeah, so...
Well, you said permission to come on board.
Yeah, they granted me permission to come aboard. They'll always let you come aboard. But I could have gotten in big trouble, but my petty officer was really old school. So he took one look at me and said, "Jocelyn, go take a shower and go get into bed."
Yeah, lucky for you. And you aren't a drinker. That's not a big... You aren't a big drinker, so I was so stunned when you said that story, but I could see how that could happen. But you had some good times on the ship, and you were out chasing Saddam Hussein, too. You were out... What was the longest you were out at sea?
In 1998, Saddam Hussein kicked the UN weapons inspectors out of Iraq, and then... Osama bin Laden said all Westerners in the Middle East must die. He declared a fatwa, and so we had to stay out to sea for 45 days when normally we pull in every 2 weeks to resupply with food and water and stuff.
Ooh, I bet that was a long time. I mean, that had to feel like a long time out there.
Yeah, especially when your ports of call are Dubai and Bahrain.
Oh, boy, brother. Well, thank you for your service, as always, of course. And there was some other fun stories. Sometime we'll tell some of those, because you really did have a good experience, and you worked with some really good people that you still really have respect for. And I like Veterans Day because I think so often we forget. I went to the Veterans Hospital with you, and you look around and you see people with missing limbs, and they served in Korea or other wars, Vietnam, and you just see what it's like when they're getting MRIs, and it's easy to forget that because time makes you forget, other than in your history books or stories come up. But for most people listening to the show, you know, you're moving on with your life. We're all living our lives. And when you see that, there's just something, I don't know, sort of humbling about it, that you realize, wow, the sacrifice, just absolutely incredible. But because you did sacrifice and you did serve, I'm still not getting you what you want. You keep bugging me. In couples, I think this happens. Like somebody, especially men, decide they want some pricey item. Like he wants to get an iPad. And you haven't even used the computer I bought you last Christmas.
Oh, you don't want to get me to talking about computers that haven't been used since last Christmas.
That's what we do. Things just sit in packages. Oh, look, was that last year? Last Christmas gift can be re-gifted. That sounds good to me. We're so busy, we can't even hook up some of the equipment we have. You know, we do this thing on the show called Nail the Score. Paul's aware of it, where I pick the game of the week and people call in and they, or send me an email and they pick one of the sides and they tell me what they think the final score is going to be. But I know you're a Cowboy fan and I know you're pretty excited since we kind of have this split house where I grew up outside of Philly and I love so many of my friends and family in Dallas, but I grew up an Eagles fan, and now the Eagles and the Cowboys are tied in the NFC East. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like we need a new owner.
That's always your answer. Why does everybody blame Jerry Jones? Come on now.
Because it's easy and it's the right thing to do.
There went those box tickets you thought you were going to get. That's not happening any longer. Forget about it. We're coming up on the holidays, and it seems we're going to have family here. Are you excited that my family's going to come and visit and ring in the new year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that, you know what that means? That means you're already starting to prepare. You're going to have to get the Christmas tree, get all the things set up, that whole thing.
Well, since I'm down in the back, that means you're going to have to get the Christmas tree ready,
yeah,
my dear.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong about that. I think that's wishful thinking. Let's put it that way. Hey, one thing that's been pretty interesting, and I said all of us are talking about this, and we can certainly relate to it. I love to have real fires, and one of the things in the place where we live that was cool is we had a fireplace, and that was one of the drawing cards for me, is to have the fireplace, because it reminds me of being a kid where we had a fireplace in one of the places we lived in New York. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people are hoping for warmer temperatures, because have you seen, Paul, this freeze that's hit the nation? It's crazy. And then that plane that skidded off the runway in Chicago.
I am witnessing it.
I know. That's why I said today I wake up at 70 degrees or whatever it was, and then 30 degrees drop right off the map.
Well, the wind chill in Dallas is going to be 14 degrees tomorrow morning.
Wow, 14 degrees. I know that there's got to be some people that are listening that do not feel sorry for us, because you are in one of those areas where you're listening to my voice, and you've got lots and lots of snow, and you've got to contend with those cold temperatures too, as well. You know what is crazy is when, I mean, I know this is a kind of old school thinking, but it was such a revolutionary thing when a couple of stores were open on Thanksgiving. And now everybody and their brother is open, and people leave the dinner table just to go rush out and get a good deal. Do you think that's fair or foul?
I think it shows you how prized their families are to them.
Right, that they would get, hey, I got to go get that TV deal now.
Yeah, they really love their families.
Yeah, there was, we didn't have that. So, I mean, we did have it. There were stores that did it, a few stores, but you weren't leaving my mother's table, not alive. So there was no, oh, we have a long list, Ma, we got to go. We got to go right now, because we're going to be able to get whatever, X, Y, Z, and we're going to save a ton of money. Are you kidding? She would never make us meals again.
Now, if the whole table were to have to go shopping together, then it would be a family affair. Then it would be okay.
Right, and some people will say, listen, we have big families, we have to stretch our dollars, and there are some spectacular deals, but you have to get there so early. So you're not just giving up a little bit of time, you're giving up a giant chunk of time. All right, you're off. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
He's sailing away as I speak. All right, we're coming to the exits. For this hour of the show, anyway, I'll meet you over there.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now, don't just walk away.
You have mail, mistress.
I have mail, so let's go to the mailbag. This one is from... Let's see. This one is from Jake, and Jake says, "Hey, Kate, unbelievable what's going on in Washington, D.C. How much money is being spent on this whole impeachment inquiry deal where what are we going to know at the end of this? Really, is the president going to be taken down? I doubt it. Maybe Rudy G., as you mentioned the other day, should be worried. Was it really, really worth all of this consternation, even though I think that we should abide by the laws and follow the Constitution. So I guess let's see where it all leads. Although I will tell you, I voted for the president, and I think he never had a fair shake to begin with. Yeah, you know, it's, again, polarizing everybody. It's the same thing we've been talking about. And, yes, it's costing man hours and money. Of course it is, because that's where so much of the focus is, and especially with now these open hearings. But before, even with the closed hearings, even though you really had the Republicans out of it, you had the Democrats who were in the mix for that, and there were plenty of distractions and plenty of other bills that did not get a fair shake or looked at or get tossed in a drawer until the next time around. And that's exactly what happens. Here's one from Don, who says, Wow, Veterans Day. I've got to tip my cap and then some, Ms. Delaney, to many of the people that you've had on this show. I know that you have had some interesting people who have served and some interesting stories that you've served up, so thanks for that. There's a sad story that is in the middle of everything that we know about veterans, and, of course, that is that so many of them are left without jobs, and they are left in debt, and they are left depressed, and often, especially now, even some of the younger ones take their lives. I think we can't do enough to reach out and help a veteran in need. Well, yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. I mentioned this in the previous segment. I saw at the VA hospital what that was like. People who were, you know, not, they weren't lamenting that they were there. And this hospital was actually a nice hospital, but with a lot of the state-of-the-art equipment, that kind of thing. But you realize when you look around, oh, sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. You just realize, you know, this isn't just yesterday. This is how many wars going on, and somebody with shrapnel that they've been dealing with their whole lives. And that's the kind of thing that really hit me, especially because I was in a unit where they were working on people with MRIs, and I talked to some of the guys that were there, and they told me why they were there. Yeah. This one is from Marianne, and she says, Kate, we knew Prince Andrew was hiding something, and Jeffrey Epstein exposed him. Did you see the latest on Prince Andrew? Yeah, that the accuser is actually the target of a suit questioning her claims, because she was saying she was forced to be a teenage sex slave. So it was Alan Dershowitz, the Harvard law professor, who filed a defamation claim against her, saying that she was forced to have sex with powerful men, including Dershowitz, and that's why he filed that, and Britain's Prince Andrew. So there's been a huge legal struggle between Epstein's, you know, between former Epstein lawyer Dershowitz and Virginia Guffrey, an American living in Australia, whose claims since 2011 that Epstein and his associates groomed her as a slave when she was a young Florida teen. She says they trafficked her to powerful men who were his friends and who she was compelled to have sex with in planes, hotels, mansions, and private islands. So now he's going after her and trying to raise the credibility issue. And his suit argues that the credibility has been completely destroyed, that she deliberately lied and committed perjury for money. Yeah, the Jeffrey Epstein scumbag circle of what really happened, what didn't happen, and the tawdry things that we know went on just continue to pour out in all different directions. Now, Buckingham Palace, remember, they issued a whole bunch of statements denying he had any contact or relationship with her. And Dershowitz went on television and totally denounced all of that. And she's done a whole bunch of interviews and saying that it's true and, you know, what happened and all of that. And conveniently, Jeffrey Epstein takes his life when he's in prison, so he doesn't face the music on any of it. And like I said, the connections that he had, they certainly were there because he had a ton of money. But what's true and what was tawdry and awful and despicable, I believe, went on. But what went on and what didn't go on, and that's what Dershowitz is saying, and that's why he doesn't want his name trashed around, so that's why he's, you know, filing that suit. And what happens when it gets down to the evidentiary part of all of that. You know, crazy thing, and I got an email about this, and this one I got from a guy named Brad, who I believe it's the first time he emailed this show, and he said, I've listened to your show, I like it, and I've heard you talk about something about crashes and cars going through buildings. Did you see the story about the car that went into the second story of a real estate office in New Jersey? I did. This was in Toms River, New Jersey, so my cousins didn't live far from there, and they were saying something about it on a chat thing that we're all a part of, you know, a text line, really. And these were two young guys in their early 20s, and they were riding in a Porsche, and it went airborne, flew into the second story of that real estate portion of that office, and it was speeding. It lost control, hit the median, and then just flew up. And it happened early in the morning. It was like 6:30 in the morning when it happened. And I've seen the pictures. I've seen the pictures after it, and boy, you just know. I mean, they were that. Who's surviving that? Of course, they were killed. Like probably immediately. Clearly, the car was mangled. It was upside down. The building just. It was smashed to smithereens. The road was closed for 7 hours. They're still, of course, looking into what could happen, how it was speeding, lost control, jumped the median, and then flew so far up into the air that it went through that second story. It's lucky there was anyone there that time of morning. It would be unusual, but not impossible. And, yeah. There's just a lot of questions surrounding how that was high speed, but the time of day, what happened, and, you know, all of that. Then there's this one from Alec who says, once again, a campus devastated by the death of a freshman. Kate, what were they thinking at San Diego State when this kid was going to a frat event and ended up dead as a result of that? Yeah, you know what? There's been a, unfortunately, you have a statistic where they say young men die in fraternities every year for, have been doing it for every year for two decades, and the frats are just slow to change the requirements for hazing and, you know, all of that. But in this case, they're trying to figure out he went to a frat party. Then there was a 911 call requesting help. And, you know, this is a kid who, I guess, of course, they're saying he's well-liked and he was outgoing and he had come from Jacksonville, Florida, and he was excited to be at the university and, you know, San Diego State. And so now they're saying what we have to do is suspend the fraternities. So they suspended 14 campus fraternities after the death of the freshman student. That's what happens. I went to Ohio University, and that just happened there a couple of months ago, too, because they had their own problem with that, and they suspended the frats for this whole rush thing. So if the Greek organization, I guess, is going to get it together, they better get it together fast, because too many people who go through that whole rush thing end up either fighting for their lives in some cases, you know, whether it's just a few here and there, a few, one is one too many. So none of these campuses are tolerating it, and that's a lot of tradition that's poof out the window. And I think it's happening way too often. On that tragic note, we're going to bounce out of the mailroom. You can send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.